Question Bank, page 176, chapter 1, Political Theory, part A. Answer any three questions from the following in 60 words each. 1. Discuss the meaning and definitions of political theory. 2. Discuss normative political theory. 3. Discuss empirical political theory. 4. What is the distinction between political theory and political philosophy? 5. What is the distinction between political theory and political thought? 6. Discuss the meaning and definitions of liberalism. 7. Explain the development of liberalism. 8. Write a note on classical liberalism. 9. Explain the demerits of liberalism. 10. Identify the causes for the decline of classical liberalism. 11. Write a note on modern liberalism. 12. Discuss the reasons for emergence of positive liberalism. 13. Write a note on the development of positive liberalism. Part B. Answer any three questions from the following in 200 words each. 1. Discuss the types of political theory. 2. The study of political theory is indispensable. Discuss. 3. Bring out the terminological distinction between political theory, political philosophy, and political thought. Page 177, Question Bank. Continuation of Part B. 4. Discuss the meaning, definitions, and development of liberalism. 5. Explain the features of liberalism. 6. Explain the features of modern liberalism. 7. Explain the features of neoliberalism. Part C. Answer any three questions from the following in 500 words each. 1. What is political theory? Discuss its importance. 2. What is liberalism? Discuss its features. 3. Discuss the meaning and features of classical liberalism. 4. Discuss the meaning and features of modern liberalism. Page 178, Question Bank, Chapter 2, Democracy, Part A. Answer any three questions from the following in 60 words each. 5 marks into 3 questions equals 15 marks. 1. Discuss the meaning of democracy. 2. Discuss the growth of democracy. 3. Distinguish between direct and indirect democracy. 4. Explain the device of direct democracy. 5. Discuss the meaning of classical theory of democracy. 6. Discuss the demerits of classical democracy. 7. Discuss the meaning of pluralist theory of democracy. 8. Discuss the demerits of pluralist theory of democracy. 9. Discuss the meaning of Marxist theory of democracy. 10. Discuss the demerits of Marxist theory of democracy. 11. Discuss the meaning of the elite theory of democracy. 12. Discuss the demerits of elite theory of democracy. 13. Discuss caste and gender inequality. 14. What is terrorism? 15. What is corruption? Part B. Answer any three questions from the following in 200 words each. 10 marks into 3 questions equals 30 marks. 1. Discuss the features of classical theory of democracy. 2. Discuss the features of pluralist theory of democracy. 3. Discuss the features of the Marxist theory of democracy. Page 179, Question Bank, Chapter 2, Democracy, Continuation of Part B. 4. Discuss the features of elitist theory of democracy. 5. Discuss inequality as a threat to democracy. 6. Discuss illiteracy as a threat to democracy. 7. Discuss communism as a threat to democracy. Part C. Answer any three questions from the following in 500 words each. 15 marks into 3 questions equals 45 marks. 1. Discuss the principles and demerits of classical theory of democracy. 2. Discuss the principles and demerits of pluralist theory of democracy. 3. Discuss the principles and demerits of Marxist theory of democracy. 4. Discuss the principles and demerits of elitist theory of democracy. 5. Define terrorism. How is a threat to democracy? 6. Define corruption. How is it a threat to democracy? Page 180. Question Bank. Chapter 3. Imperialism and Post-Imperialism. Part A. Answer any three questions from the following in 60 words each. 5 marks into 3 questions equals 15 marks. 1. What is imperialism? 2. Define imperialism. 3. What is the meaning of post-imperialism? 4. What is colonialism? 5. What is neocolonialism? 6. What is the role of multinationals in imperialism? 7. What is dependency theory? 8. Identify the sources of dependency theory. 9. What is dependencia? 10. What is center-periphery analysis? 11. What is world system analysis? 12. What is modernism? 13. Discuss the developments of modernism. 14. What is postmodernism? Part B. Answer any three questions from the following in 200 words each. 10 marks into 3 questions equals 30 marks. 1. Discuss the methods of neocolonialism. 2. Discuss post-imperialism. 3. Discuss the features of modernism. 4. Discuss the features of postmodernism. Page 181. Part C. Answer any three questions from the following in 500 words each. 15 marks into 3 questions equals 45 marks. 1. Discuss the dependency theory. Page 182. Chapter 4. Socialism. Question Bank. Part A. Answer any three questions from the following in 60 words each. 5 marks into 3 questions equals 15 marks. 1. Discuss the meaning and definitions of socialism. 2. Discuss the development of utopian socialism. 3. Discuss the demerits of utopian socialism. 4. Discuss the development of Fabian socialism. 5. Discuss the demerits of Fabian socialism. 6. Discuss the development of guild socialism. 7. Discuss the demerits of guild socialism. 8. Discuss the development of democratic socialism. 9. Discuss the development of scientific socialism. 11. Discuss the demerits of scientific socialism. 12. Briefly discuss the theory of surplus value. 13. Briefly discuss the Marxian concept of revolution. 14. Briefly discuss the Marxian concept of alienation. 15. Briefly discuss the Marxian view on religion. 16. Discuss the meaning of market socialism. Part B. Answer any three questions from the following in 200 words each. 10 marks into 3 questions equals 30 marks. 1. Discuss the features of socialism. 2. Discuss the principles of utopian socialism. 3. Discuss the principles of Fabian socialism. Page 183. Question Bank. Chapter 4. Socialism. Continuation of Part B. 4. Discuss the principles of guild socialism. 5. Discuss the principles of democratic socialism. 6. Discuss the concept of dialectic materialism. 7. Discuss the concept of materialistic interpretation of history or historical materialism. 8. Features of market socialism. 9. What are the challenges to socialism? 10. Discuss the end of ideology. Part C. Answer any three questions from the following in 500 words each. 15 marks into 3 questions equals 45 marks. 1. Discuss the definitions and principles of socialism. 2. Explain the meaning and principles of utopian socialism. 3. Explain the meaning and principles of Fabian socialism. 4. Explain the meaning and principles of guild socialism. 5. Explain the meaning and principles of democratic socialism. 6. Discuss the concept of dialectic materialism and the theory of surplus value. Discuss the concept of historical materialism and the theory of class struggle. 8. Discuss market socialism. Page 184. Question Bank. Chapter 5. Gandhiism. Part A. Answer any three questions from the following in 60 words each. 5 marks into 3 questions equals 15 marks. 1. What is Gandhiism? 2. Does Gandhiism really exist? 3. What is Satyagraha? 4. What is non-cooperation? 5. What is Hijarat? 6. What is the Gandhian idea of fasting? 7. Discuss the Gandhian view on strike. 8. Write a note on Sarvodaya. 9. Discuss the development of Sarvodaya. 10. What is a partyless democracy? 11. Write a note on the Bhutan movement. 12. Discuss the Gandhian views on the village republic. 13. Discuss the demerits of Gandhism. Part B. Answer any 3 questions from the following in 200 words each. 10 marks into 3 questions equals 30 marks. 1. Means are as important as the ends. Discuss. 2. Discuss the concept of trusteeship and a stateless society. 3. Discuss the concept of partyless democracy and Bhutan. Page 185. Question Bank. Chapter 5. Gandhism. Part C. Answer any 3 questions from the following in 500 words each. 15 marks into 3 questions equals 45 marks. 1. Discuss the concept of truth and nonviolence. 2. What is Satyagraha? Discuss its techniques. 3. What is Sarvodaya? What are the principles of Sarvodaya? 4. What is the relevance of Gandhism in the modern times?